Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast,
Science for Dummies.
My name is Rachel.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Gulan.
And I'm Christina.
And in today's episode, we plan to just discuss a little bit about the theory of plate tectonics and hopefully break it down into like a clear and concise way so that you guys can better comprehend the theory.
Hi, it's Alicia again. Have you ever heard of Pangaea? I know some people may have heard this word in their science classes, but where does it really come from? What is Pangaea, and how does it relate specifically to plate tectonics? For the first part of today's episode, Rachel will be explaining and answering all these questions.
Hi guys, it's Rachel, and for my part of this podcast, I'll be explaining Pangaea and basically just laying the foundations, because I know some people may be like, what is Pangaea? What is a Pangaea? So I'm just going to explain what it is really quick. Now, think of it this way. What if all the continents were just stuck together, and what if we just lived on one big landmass as a united world? Well, what if I told you that this was once true, and we actually did? Now, according to a book named Physical Geography, there's this author who suggested that Alfred Wegener, who was basically the one that came up with the theory of plate tectonics, he suggested this theory, and he noticed a similarity in many coastlines along eastern South America and also western Africa. And from noticing this, he speculated that those lands had once formed a supercontinent. And it turns out that he was true, because during the 1950s and 60s, there was just more and more evidence that came up, and it suggested that Alfred was right and that we once did live on a supercontinent. Now, Pangaea, which basically means in Greek, the whole earth, was essentially one giant landmass where we all congregated and lived together. And the continent we know now as North America was contiguous with Africa, South America, and Europe, and they all existed in this supercontinent. Now, many scientists believe that Pangaea broke apart for the same reason that plates are moving today. Now, this movement is caused by convection currents that roll over in the upper zone of the mantle, which Alicia will get into in the next segment.
Yes.
So, I feel like if Pangaea still existed today, it would be a much, much, much different world. And it would also be kind of cool, if you think about it, to just like live on, like, everyone living on one continent, because, you know, we wouldn't have to, like, fly.
No. Just imagine if we all lived on one.
That's, I feel like it would be more peaceful, though.
I know, but at the same time, I'm like, would it really be?
I feel like it would.
Like, I want to believe that, but at the same time, I'm not sure. So, I think it would be cool, because you wouldn't have to, like, I mean, you would still be able to fly places, but there could also be the option of just, like, oh, we could drive. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, it's a long drive.
Right. Like, would there be world peace? Would there not? I don't know. But I just like to wonder what it would be about. But anyway, now that we understand the foundation of this mass continent, in the next segment, Alicia will get into plate tectonics and how they work in relation to convection currents.
Thank you, Rachel, for that amazing segue. In the next section, I'm going to be talking about how plate tectonics work, and specifically mantle convection. And I'm also going to give you a small analogy to kind of help you understand it better. Well, for starters, plate tectonics is how Pangaea, the giant landmass, as you just learned, was able to break apart and form the way our Earth currently looks today. Multiple continents, 7 to be exact, oceans away from each other. Getting into the nitty-gritty of it all, the plates were able to move apart from each other due to a thing called mantle convection. Now, what is that, you may ask? To explain it simply, mantle convection is when the mantle, which is a mostly solid, a tiny bit liquid layer of the earth that is below the crust and above the core, transfers heat from the core to the lithosphere, which is the outer part of the earth, made up of the upper mantle and the crust. When this occurs, the mantle is heated from below and cooled from above, which continues in a cycle as the mantle moves very slowly due to the convection currents. I have a great analogy to help you guys understand a little bit better if you're having trouble. Think of plate tectonics as a pot of vegetable soup, or whatever soup you like, on a hot stove. As the pot is heated on the stovetop, the soup on the bottom gets hotter. Because the soup at the top of the pot isn't receiving any heat from the bottom, it switches places or rotates with the soup at the bottom. This is otherwise known as a convection current. Due to the movement that is occurring from the current, any vegetables or contents from the soup that you like that are on the top are moved around. This is the same thing that happens during mantle convection. As the mantle is heated, the plates above it are affected and they move around as a result.
Okay, Alicia, thank you so much for that example. So now we're going to go ahead and break it down with another activity. There's four materials that you do need with this activity. It is a bowl, warm milk, a giant cookie, and a straw. Now, first thing to do is, of course, place the milk into the bowl and place that big giant cookie on top of that milk.
A giant cookie.
Now take the straw and place it right in, start creating bubbles as you were a little child. Bubbling. As that work, imagine the cookies breaking down and spreading and connecting to other parts. As some is building new foundation, the other one is just sinking in. So that's almost like a tectonic plate. That's basically what it is. It's just the earth moving from one end to other, and it's still continuing.
So basically, it's like the heat energy would be like the bubbles.
Yeah. Right.
And then it just like breaks up.
So it'll be either the earthquake that's going on, and the volcanoes, yeah. The wave, etc. So this is a fun activity. I did try it with my son, and he loved it even though he ate it. But I thought that would be a good other example to actually explain to you guys of how tectonic plates works.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gerland, for that great example about the milk and cookies. Now it's time to get into some plate boundaries.
Okay, Alicia, thank you so much for that example. So now we're going to go ahead and break it down with another activity. There's four materials that you do need with this activity. It is a bowl, warm milk, a giant cookie, and a straw. Now, first thing to do is, of course, place the milk into the bowl and place that big giant cookie on top of that milk.
A giant cookie.
Now, take the straw and place it right in, start creating bubbles as you were a little child. Bubbling. As that work, imagine the cookies breaking down and spreading and connecting to other parts. As some is building new foundation, the other one is just sinking in. So that's almost like a tectonic plate. That's basically what it is. It's just the earth moving from one end to other, and it's still continuing.
So basically, it's like the heat energy would be like the bubbles.
Yeah. Right.
And then it just like breaks up.
So it'll be either the earthquake that's going on and the volcanoes, yeah. The wave, etc. So this is a fun activity. I did try it with my son and he loved it even though he ate it. But I thought that would be a good other example to actually explain to you guys of how tectonic plates works.
Yeah. So all in all, when you first hear about Pangea, plate tectonics, tectonic plate boundaries, it may sound a little bit confusing, but you know, as you start to break it down further and further, it starts to make sense, like how Gerland gave the cookie analogy and how Alicia gave the soup analogy, and how I laid the foundation of Pangea. It just, once you really sit and think about it, it's just basically the land moving due to heat energy.
Yeah.
So all in all, when you first hear about Pangea, plate tectonics, tectonic plate boundaries, it may sound a little bit confusing, but you know, as you start to break it down further and further, it starts to make sense, like how Gerland gave the cookie analogy and how Alicia gave the soup analogy, and how I laid the foundation of Pangaea. It just, once you really sit and think about it, it's just basically the land moving due to heat energy.
Yeah. That's it.
That's pretty much it we have for our Science for Dummies podcast, guys. Today. Hopefully you guys understand plate tectonics
and enjoyed it.
And enjoyed our wonderful No, bro, now I want food from all the food analogies. But thank you guys for tuning in and for listening, and
hope you had fun.
I hope you had fun and understanding.
Yeah. And like the cookie analogy.
I hope you guys tried the cookie analogy. And you know,
it's real good. Yeah.
Hopefully you guys actually learn something from that. And we will see you guys
in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.